At the top of Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, we begin the new parak and the new Mishnah. When a woman gets married, her husband has certain rights to all of her assets. All her assets are categorized into two basic categories, Nichsei Tzoyim Barzel and Nichsei Mulug. And women can decide to give her husband the rights to certain assets so they can use these assets the entire time that they are married. And if he divorces her or if he dies, she will get back the original amount of these assets. And it doesn't make a difference if the value appreciated or depreciated. She would still only be entitled to the original appraised value that they wrote in the Ksuba, and this is called Tzoyim Barzel, as these assets have a set price and they are as secure to her like iron, and she can't lose any of its original value. Now, all the other assets that she has from before or after they got married are classified as Nichsei Mulug. They are like feathers plucked from a chicken because the guf and principle of the assets belong to her, and if he divorces her or if he dies, she retains the original kaka, she retains the chicken, and if it appreciates in the meantime, then she gained, and if it depreciated, then she loses. But while they are married, he has full rights to the feathers, to the income or crops produced by these assets. And keep in mind that both by Nichsei Mulug and Nichsei Tzoyim Barzel, if she predeceases her husband, then not only would he have the right to the payers, but he would actually inherit these assets and he would now own the Karen as well. And our mission now will discuss four different time frames as to if a woman sells her assets and what the din would be during those time frames. So we start the Mishnah. Number one, Ha'ishi Shenafla Nechasim Atchle Tesaris. If a woman has Nechasim that she received prior to Erisin, prior to Kedushin, either she received this as Yerusha or as a Matana or a Metziah, although we'll see in a moment that Beisham and Beisil will argue in a case where she only received these assets once she already was Mekudeshes, but in this case, since she received the assets before she was Mekudeshes, so all agree that even L'chadchila she could sell these assets, and if she does so, the sale would be valid. And the Mishnah now continues with case number two, Naflala Mishinasarsa. If this woman only received these assets when she was already Mekudeshes, and now she wants to sell them when she is still Mekudeshes and not Nesua, Beishame says that even at this point she could sell these Nechasim even L'chadchila, just like if she received these assets prior to Erisin. So even though she only received these assets once she was ready Mekudeshes, she still has a right to sell these assets L'chadchila. And Beisil holds that she cannot sell these assets L'chadchila, and Eilu Be'ilu Maidim Shemachu V'Nasa Kayim, that even Beisil is Maidim to Beishame, that if she goes and does sell it, then B'di'eved, it would be a valid transaction and a valid sale. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Huda says about the second case that Amr Chacham of Rav Gamliel, the Chacham was bothered by the following question, and he asked the following question to Rav Gamliel. If Reuven was already Mekadosh Rachel, and at this point she received Nechasim, once Kedushin happened, and therefore he has certain rights to his wife, so he should definitely have rights to her Nechasim. And the Gemara at the bottom of Amid will actually ask, what is the question of Chacham? Are they bothered according to Beishamai? And how can Beishamai say that she could sell these L'chadchila if the husband certainly has rights, and therefore at least L'chadchila, she should not be able to sell these assets? And L'fizeh, the Rabbanim weren't bothered, asked to the din of Beis Hillel that L'chadchila she can't sell, but B'di'eved it is a valid transaction, as the Rabbanim understood that there's definitely a chil between Nesuyin and Erisin. Or were the Rabbanim even asking according to Beis Hillel that how can it be that this transaction could work at all, and even if it was done B'di'eved, because the din should be just like by Nesuyin, that even if Machur V'nasna Habal Moitzi Miyada L'kuchais, that the Baal could go and take away from the L'kuchais, and the sale was not even a valid transaction at all. And our Mishnah now continues, Omelahem, so Rav Gamliel responded back to the Chachamim, Al Chadoshim Anu Boishim, El Sha'atim Megalgam Aleinu Asi Yishanim. We're even bothered, why is it that if she received assets while she's married, which the Mishnah refers to as Chadoshim, because they're newer assets that she just received when they were married, and in that case, certainly the din is that if she does sell these assets, that even B'di'eved, it's not a valid transaction. And as the Mishnah says in a moment, Shemachu V'nosno Sha'bal Moitzi Miyada L'kuchais, and even though that the Chachamim said that this is the din, really, it doesn't make that much sense, since the woman really owns the Karen of the Kaka, and she should have a right to go and sell it. Even though, of course, the husband has the right to the payers, but all that should happen is that she has a right to sell the principal, and then any money that she receives for the sale of the Kaka, her husband would have the right to invest that cash and then get his payers during the lifetime of their marriage. And therefore, Rav Gamliel says to the Chacham that certainly in our case, where she is an Arusa and she's selling assets that she received while she was an Arusa, which Rav Gamliel refers to as Yishanim, since the older assets that she had while she was in Arusa, and while she's in Arusa, not only does the Karen belong to her, but she even has the right to the payers, because her husband doesn't have right to payers while she's in Arusa, and therefore certainly she should be able to sell these assets. And an important point to keep in mind when we learn the Gemara is that even though Chacham asked this question to Rav Gamliel, they were only asking a question to him, but ultimately once Rav Gamliel responded to them, they don't argue on the din of the Gemara, and we still have the same machlokes that we had before, that is only between Beishamai and Beisil, and Beishamai says that she could sell these assets L'chadchila, and Beis Hillel says that l'chatchila she can't sell these assets, but the evident would be a valid sale. The Mishnah continues with its third case, Naflala Mishnah says, if she received these assets while she was already married, and at that point she owns the Karen and he has rights to the payers, Elu Be'elu Maidin, then both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree, Shemach Rav Nasna Shabal Maitzim Yad Al-Kuchais, that even if she would sell it, but the evident, it would not be a valid sale, and the husband could go and take these assets back from the Lukuchais. The Mishnah continues with a fourth case, which is somewhere in between. Actually, this is Finises, where she received these assets prior to getting married, and Rashi says either at the point when she was already Mekudeshes, or even beforehand when she wasn't Mekudeshes at all, and at this point she's already married, and she goes and sells these Lechasim. So Rav Gamliel Amar, Mach Rav Nasna Kayim. Rav Gamliel says, Bidi Eved, if she went and sold these assets, then it would be a valid sale. And the Mishnah continues, and will now bring a Shakla V'Taya that seems to be exactly the same Shakla V'Taya that we had before between the Rabban and Rav Gamliel. However, when we brought the Shakla V'Taya in the second Teretz, we brought in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, and now we're going to bring in the name of Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya. However, on Amud Beis, we will see that when Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya is asking this question only on the fourth case of the Mishnah, he specifically meant to say that Rabban only asked this question to Rabbi Gamliel, but again, this case, because on the case before, which was the second case of the Mishnah, where it was Naflala Mishnas Asa, where she received assets when she already was Mekudeshes, and she sold the assets while she was Mekudeshes, then in that case, Rabbanan would not have asked this question to Rabbi Gamliel. And the Gemara says, Amr Chanina ben Akavya, Amr Lufnei Rabbi Gamliel, the Chacham asked Rabbi Gamliel, Hayo v'zacha b'isha, in this case, since they're already married, and therefore, Reuven already was zoicha in this woman, and he has rights even to the payers, lo yiska ben chasim, then certainly, even though she received these assets before the marriage, and it was during the time of Kedushin, or even beforehand, but now that they're married, he has a right to the payers, and therefore, how could it be that Rabbi Gamliel says that b'di'evid, if she sold these assets, that it would be a valid sale, l'chayra, she should not be able to sell it. And Amar Lahem, so Rabbi Gamliel responded to the Chachamim, al chadashim and al-baishim, el sha'atim megalgalim l'ayinu ha'yishanim, and Rabbi Gamliel responds back to the Chachamim that we just said before, that if she received assets when she was married, and she sold those assets when she was married, and all agree that imachra v'nasta shabal moitzim yad al-kuchais, and even though l'chayra, since she owns the Karen, why should it be that she can't sell these assets as we explained before? And if we're embarrassed on the din of the Chacham that they said that she can't sell the assets, even in the case that not only is she married when she sold the assets, but even received the assets when she was married, so certainly in a case where she received these assets prior to getting married, then certainly it doesn't make sense to say that she had no rights to sell these assets and it wouldn't be a valid sale. Therefore, at least don't ask me a question that how could it be that b'di'evit, if she sold it, it would be a valid sale. And Rashi says regarding the next piece of the Mishnah, Hayidum al-Baal, the Gemara Mefarish, that Gemara will explain this piece of the Mishnah. However, we will explain this part of the Mishnah like the Maskanas HaGemara in order to get a basic understanding of what the Mishnah says. The states, Rav Shimon Chalik ben Nechassim and Nechassim, that regarding the last two cases of a Mishnah, Rav Shimon is Mechalik between what type of Nechassim she actually received. And Rav Shimon says, Nechassim Hayidum al-Baal loy simka, that if there were Nechassim that the husband knew about, and the Gemara will explain exactly what it means, that the husband knew about it, and we will explain based on the first pshat of the Gemara that the husband knew that she potentially was going to inherit the estate of one of her relatives, and therefore when he got married he was so mechdas that he would eventually receive these nechassim. And as Rashi says on the bottom of Daf Ayin Chesem Beis Val Manas Oisin Nechassim Nasa, and he married her on condition that he would receive these assets, and therefore Mishnah says Loi Simka V'Mach V'Nas the bottle, that she has no right to sell them, and even if she would go and sell them b'di'eved, the transaction would not be valid, and the din would be that Habal Meitzi Miyad Lekuchais. However, Rav Shimon says She'in Yadu Labal, if there are assets that the woman received and the husband had no intention and no anticipation that she would actually receive these assets, and he had no idea that this was something that she potentially would receive, then the din is leisim because she has no right to really sell them l'chatchila, but v'machra v'nas l'kayim, but b'di'ev, if she went and sold it, then it would be a valid transaction and a valid sale. And just to review, we had four dinim in the Mishnah. We had a din that was relevant to a case where she received the assets prior to Erisin, and she attempts to sell these assets while she is Mekudeshes, and she is already in Arusa, and Rashi points out that it's only at the time of Erisin, but if she sold these properties at the time that she was already married, that will be the fourth din of our Mishnah. And in this case, all agree that it will be a valid sale, even l'chatchila. And the second case of the Mishnah was that she received assets while she's in Arusa, and she also sold them while she's in Arusa. And over here, there's machlokes between Beis Shammai that says it's a valid sale l'chatchila, and Beis Hillel says it's only a valid sale b'di'evid. The third case of the Mishnah was where she received these assets after Nisuyin, and she also sold them after Nisuyin, and l'divrei HaKol, the mekach is batal, and the husband could go and take it back from the l'kuchais. And the fourth case was where she received these assets prior to Nisuyin, either at the time that she was in Arusa, or even if she received these assets while she was a Pnuya, but at the time that she sold it, she was already married. And in this case, Rabbi Gamliel teaches us that really she should not be able to sell these assets, but if she does so, b'di'evid, it would be a valid sale. And two quick points. Tais points out that the reason why the Mishnah used the lashon of actually nisus in the fourth case, if l'chayre it also applies in the case where she received these assets not only during the time that she was narusa, but even at an earlier point when she was still a pnuya. And Taisis explained that the Mishnah wanted to teach us a chiddush that even though she only received these assets when she was already in narusa, that b'diav if she sells these assets, it's still a valid sale. Also, Taisis in dealing last nafla mishnas asu beishamay amim timka points out that l'chayre this seems to be a kula beishamay and a chumra beishil. Beishamay says that she could sell it l'chatchila, and Basil says she can only sell this bit of the Eved. And Taisus brings that Yerushalmi is that Amai Loi Tani Lo Gabi Dvarim Shehem Yekula Beishamay Mechumre Basil, that why didn't we count this in the Mishnayis that speak about the Kulas of Beishamay and the Chumras of Basil? And Yerushalmi answers that Enechinami, when you look at the point of view from the woman, then Enechinami, that's a Kula of Beishamay that he allows her to sell even l'chatchila. But of course, from the perspective of the husband, it's actually a Chumra Beishamay because it causes that she could sell the property and the husband doesn't retain the rights to this property. And the only time that we say something is Mikula Beishamay and Mechumer Beisil is only regarding something with his Machlekes Beisil and Beishamay, and it's Davishu Chaim Mishtei Stadim Vikal Mishtei Stadim, that on either side that you look at it, it'll always come out a Chumra according to Beisil and a Kula according to Beishamay. And Taisa says, Bahachal Kal the Isha of Chaim Labal over here, even though it's a Kula Lagabi the woman, but it's a Chumra Lagabi the husband. And we begin the Gemara, and the Gemara asks, Maishna Resha Vloy Pligi, Maishna Sefer the Pligi, why is it then in the case of the Resha where she received these assets prior to Erisin, and she now sells it while she's still Mureses, that everyone agrees that the sale is a valid sale, even L'chadchila. And in the Sefer, although she received these assets as an Arusa, but she's still selling these assets as an Arusa, and even though Beishamay says that it has the same din as the Resha, and she could sell these assets even L'chadchila, but all of a sudden Beisil says that even though she's only an Arusa, she can't sell these assets L'chadchila, and it will only be a sale B'diavad. And Rashi clearly explains that the Gemara's question is regarding the Resha, and the question really is that why in the Resha does her husband lose out and she could sell these assets l'chatchila just because she had received these assets prior to Kedushin? As Rashi says, Maishna Resha Dloy Pligi, Harein Nisarsa, she's already Mureses, Umashum Denafla Kaidab L'chein Hura Kaichai, and just because the assets fell to her before Erisin, therefore the husband loses out. The Gemara's initial teretz is Amri Debe Rabbi Anai, that they said in the Yeshiva Rabbi Anai, that Enechinami Resha Beschusa Naflu, and Seifa Beschusa Naflu, as Rashi explained, that in the Resha, since she wasn't Mureses at the time that she received these assets, therefore the husband had nothing to do with these assets at that point, and therefore she has a full kinyan on those assets, and even after she becomes Mureses, that is not enough for the husband to have any shaykhus to these assets. However, since in the Sefer she only received these assets at the point that she already was Mureses, and as Rashi says, Kvar Zocha Bo Vin Chaseh, her husband already has some schus in her as well as in her assets, and therefore, at least according to Basil, she can't sell those assets L'chatchila and only B'di'evet. Gemara asks regarding the Sefer, in Beschusa Naflu, if we're saying that in the Sefer, since she only received these assets at the time that she was already Mureses, therefore her husband has shaykhus to these assets, then Kimach Ben Asla, my Kayim, then why Lefi Basila would we say that B'di'evet, once she sold the assets, it would be considered a valid sale? And the Gemara therefore changes and says, Ela Resha Vade Beschusa Naflu, there's no question that in the Resha, since she received these assets before Erusin, therefore she definitely had full control and full rights over these assets, and that's why even though they had Erusin afterwards, she has the rights to sell these assets even l'chatchila. However, Sefer, in the Sefer where she received these assets at the point that she was already Mureses, and then she goes and wants to sell it, Ema Beschusa, over there, it's almost like a twilight period. And as Rashi explains, the Erusin is a suffix Nesuyan, because once you have Erusin, that only causes that there's a suffix that maybe you'll get married, Shema Tavil De Nesuyan, Shem Loi Tavil, because maybe you'll actually get married. And therefore, even at this point, we'll look at it as if the husband has some rights over these assets. However, there's also a tzad that maybe this Erisin will not culminate in a marriage, and maybe the marriage will never occur, and her husband will never even get to the point that he has rights over the peiris of these nechassim, and that's why Lefi Beis Hillel L'chadchila Leisim Go L'chadchila, she can't go and sell these assets because maybe the husband has rights to it. But in Machar V'Nasla Kayim, since there's also a tzad that the husband will never have any rights to it, therefore if she goes and sells it, then it would be a valid sale. Taisus is bothered that L'chayra, since the woman is Muchsik and she's also a Vadai, that definitely it's her asset at this point, and there's only a tzad suffix that maybe a husband has rights to these assets, so we should say in suffix Maitzbnei Vadai, and therefore she should be able to sell these assets even L'chadchila. And Taisus explains that although the Gemara said that there's a suffix that maybe the husband doesn't have any rights over here, in reality it's really Karvel Vadai that she will get married, as Taisus says, the Hacha B'Vadai Linasi Kaima, the Cholam Arius Stait Lisa, as anyone that does Erisin, their das is ultimately to get married, and therefore we look at the suffix over here as not a suffix HaShokol, but as Karvel Vadai that the husband actually will eventually own these assets, and therefore the chatchila, she has no right to sell these assets. And from the lashon of the Taisurid, it makes it a little bit easier to understand this far, because the Taisurid says al bereisha shenafla b'schusa bevadei yichsika behen, that since in the reisha when she received these assets prior to erusin, so then certainly she has all the rights at that point to these assets. And even though she's selling these assets when she's already an arusa, zokta Taisurid eina erusin shein suffik might see midei vadei ulchatchila timka, that since we have a vadei that it definitely belonged to her at one point prior to erusin, and even now at the point that she sold it when she was already an arusa, it's only a suffik if it belongs to the husband. Therefore, she could sell it lechatchila. Masha inkin in the sefer where she received these assets when she's an arusa, and at that point is a suffik if she owns it or if her husband owns it. Therefore, lechatchila she can't sell it, but if she sells it, it would be valid. The Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amru lefnei Rabbi Gamliel. So we saw in the second case of the Mishnah, Rachel received the assets while she was an arusa, and she sold it while she was an arusa, and there was a machlek to Beishamai and Beisilal. Beishamai says she could sell it lechatchila, and Beisilal says she could only sell it b'di'eved. And the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yehuda told us that the Chacham asked Rabbi Gamliel, and how is it possible that this woman could sell these assets if she's already an arusa? And hoyel v'zacha b'isha, since the husband already is zeicha in his wife at that point, so liyiska b'nechasim, should he not be zeicha in nechasim? And how could she sell these assets? And as we mentioned in the Mishnah, the Gemara now asks, ibayilu, the Gemara has the shayla, Rabbi Yehuda alachatchila oyad yavid. When the Chacham had the shayla and they asked the shayla to Rabbi Gamliel, what are you asking a question lachatchila or b'di'eved? Meaning that the Chacham asked the question dafkan b'shamay, and they're bothered that how can she sell these assets lachatchila if the husband certainly has rights at the point of erusin? And according to this side, the Rabbanim were never bothered. How could Beisil say that she could sell these assets b'di'eved? As the Rabbanim clearly understood that since this woman only had erusin and therefore the husband doesn't have full rights and doesn't even have rights to payers during the period of erusin, therefore b'di'eved she definitely could sell these assets. And the other side is that the Rabbanim even bothered Lefi Beisil that how can this transaction work at all and why should it even work b'di'eved? And the din should be machar v'nasna baal meitz mi'ad l'kuchos, just like if she would sell it when she already was married. And we continue on daf ayin chesam beis, and the Gemara says tashma bring a raya to the second side that this question of the Rabbanim way even on Beisil, that how can you say that this transaction should even work on the Rabbanim level? The Tanya we learned in Brisa, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said Amul l'fnei Rabbi Gamliel, the Rabbanim said and asked the following question in front of Rabbi Gamliel, Hoyel v'zu ishtai zu michur batal afzu michur batal. The Rabbanim asked that how could we say that b'di'eved this mechir would work because she received these assets as an arusa and sold it as an arusa? If l'chayr at the point that she's an arusa, she still is considered eshes ish and she's also akuli alma, just like in the case when she was in the sua that she's also akuli alma, and therefore l'chayr there should not be a difference between the status of an arusa and an asua. And just like if Rachel sells assets when she's in asua, the din is that's machr batal. Therefore, in the case of an arusa, since that's also tchilas nesuyin, we should also say that even if she sold it b'di'eved, it would not be a valid mechira and the transaction would be batal. And even before completing the brisa, we already see that the question of the chacham to Rav Gamliel was how could Beisil say that if Rachel received assets as an arusa and sold these assets as an arusa, that b'di'eved her mechira would be a valid mechira? If l'chayr it should be just like a case where she sold these assets as an asua, and the din should be that even b'di'eved it's mechira batal. And the next two lines are not relevant to the Gemara's raya, but let's continue with the brisa. Amalehen, so Gamliel said back to the chacham al chadash manu b'shim elish atem galgam lenu asay yishanim. Although you're saying it as an obvious idea that once you're married, then the mechira would be batal, that's something we're actually concerned about, and we're not sure exactly why the chacham would say that's mechira batal in that case. And you can't bring me a raya from the case of nesuyin to the case of erusin, where her husband has even less of a shaychus to his assets, and of course the din should be that b'di'eved it would be a valid mechira. But in any case, the Gemara says shma mina d'yevek kama shma mina, that we see from the question of the chacham to Rav Gamliel that they said it's mechira batal. And the question of the chacham is that l'chayr when a woman sells an asset while she's an arusa, the mechira should be completely batal, even b'di'eved. And the Gemara continues and says that even though we saw in the Mishnah that Rabbi Huda said that the chacham asked the following question on Gamliel, and the question was relevant to the second case of the Mishnah where Rachel received assets while she was an arusa and she sold those assets as an arusa, and both Beis Shammai as well as Beis Hillel say that it's possible for the mechira to be kayim according to Beis Shammai l'chatchila and according to Beis Hillel only b'di'eved. And as we explained, the chacham asked to Rav Gamliel, hoyel v'zacha b'isha lo yiska b'nechasim, that l'chayr how could it be that you could go and sell these assets if the husband already has rights to these assets? We also saw a similar version in the brisa where Rabbi Yehuda said that amr l'fnei Rav Gamliel hoyel v'zu ishta v'zu ishtray zu mechir batal af zu mechir batal. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the teretz of Rav Gamliel to the chacham was amr lehen al chadosh manu b'ishim el shatim galgalim lenu say yishanim. Now our Gemara now continues and says that according to Rav Chanina ben Akavya, this was not the teretz of Rav Gamliel to the chachamim, as that since this question was regarding the second case of the Mishnah, where she received these assets as an Arusa and sold the assets as an Arusa, and therefore Rav Gamliel's teretz to the Chachamim was an even better teretz, as the Gemara explains at this point. Tanya will learn to the Braisa, Rav Chanina ben Akavya states, Loi kacha shiva Rav Gamliel Chachamim, Rav Gamliel's teretz to the Chachamim was not al chadashim anu baishim el sha'atim megalgan lenu esay yishonim, but his teretz was al kacha shiva, and this was the teretz that he said to the Chachamim, and he explained that you can't compare the case where she sells something as an Arusa and the case that she sells something as an Asua, as Loi imamartim ben Asua, she came balo zakai ben Mitziyasa uva maisiyadeo v'afaras nederao. Now we can fully understand why Mikra Batal in a case where a woman sells her assets and she was already in the Asua, and the reason is because at the point that they're already fully married, her husband already has a right to her Mitziyas, to her maisiyadayim, and he has full rights to be made for nederim, taimu berusa, masha'in came by the case where she sells her assets as an Arusa, she'in balo zakai loi ben Mitziyasa v'loi maisiyadeo v'loi b'afaras nederao, that since the husband doesn't have any rights to her Mitziyas, her maisiyadayim, and he can't be made for nederim alone, he can only do so with her father, so therefore we understand that she still has rights over her assets, and lefi beis shammai she could sell her assets l'chathila, and lefi beis hillel she could sell her assets at least b'di'eved. And the braisa continues, amur loy rabbi, so the rabbanon said to Rav Gamliel, our rabbi machra achle nisus, we agree with you at the case where she sold it while she was in Arusa and she did not yet get married. We understand that you could say that she could either sell l'chathila according to beis shammai or b'di'eved according to beis hillel. And we also understand then the third case in the Mishnah where she actually received the assets when she was married, and she also sold the assets when she's married, that the din would be l'divra kol, that the mecha would be batal, and as our Mishnah stated, she mecha v'nosna shabal moitzi miyadal l'kuchais. However, the Chacham Yisrael Gamliel, nisis v'achach mecha ma'o, let's say she received these assets prior to Nisuyin, and then she got married, and then she sold these assets, what would be the din about the sale? So Amaluhu, Rav Gamliel responded to the Chacham, afsu mecheres v'nisenes v'kayim. In this case, since she received these assets prior to Nisuyin, during the time that she was in Arusa, or prior to getting married, the din is that she could sell these assets even l'chatchila, and it's only regarding this last case, which is really the fourth case of a Mishnah. On that, Amru Loi, the Chacham once again asked Rav Gamliel, Hayo v'zacha b'isha l'iskim ben chasim l'chayra, since in this case they're already married and they had a suyin, and at this point the husband is zakev m'tziyasu v'maisi yadeo v'afaras nederao, so how could it be that we allowed a wife to go and sell these assets l'chatchila? And Amru Lahem, so Rav Gamliel responded back to the Chacham that on this last question, which he asking on the fourth case of the Mishnah, the only teretz I'm able to give you is al chadashim anu bayshim el sha'atim megalgal lenu sa yishanim. I can't give you a teretz and say there's a chilul between these two cases because both of them she's selling them while she's already in the suah, and therefore the only teretz I could give you is when she received these assets as in the suah and she sold it as in the suah. Even over there, it's bothersome and troublesome to the chacham that how could it be that the chacham will not allow her to go and sell these assets if she has the rights to the keren and the husband only has the rights to the payers, and that's why we apply the din that the mechach is batal only very narrowly, and we say that that only applies where she received these assets when she was already married and she sold them while she was married. But if she received these assets prior to marriage, even though she ultimately sells them when she's already married, the din is that the mecha would be kayim even l'chathchila. Now, number one, this is the end of the braisa, and number two, in order that we don't continue without at least bringing up this point, and we'll get back to this in a moment, that l'chayra, how could it be that Rav Gamliel said that l'chathchila a woman could sell assets that she received as an arusa and she sold as an asua? If l'chayra, this could only be possible if she is beis shammai, because according to beis hillel, even she would receive assets before she was in arusa and sold them as an arusa, the din is that l'chathchila you can't sell them, and it's only b'di'eved that the sale would be valid. But the Gemara does not ask this question, and the Gemara continues and asks a more direct question, because the Gemara says that how is it possible that the braisa teaches us that Rav Gamliel answered the chachamim and said that in the case where a woman receives assets as an arusa and then sold those assets when she was ready in the suah, that the din is that it's a valid mechira l'chathchila. If in our Mishnah Rav Gamliel said that this only works with the Eved, as Vanan Tan, we learned in our Mishnah, actually this is Vinicius, if a woman receives assets before she got married and then she got married, Rav Gamliel Oimer Machu Venosna Kaim, Rav Gamliel stated that only if she sold it with the Eved, then it would be a valid mechira, but l'chathchila she's not allowed to sell it. And the Gemara answers that it's not a sphere, because Amar Azvid Tni Mecheres V'nei Senes V'kayim, that in a chenami we should change the gear so that we have in our Mishnah, and we should learn exactly like we have in the Braisa, that according to Rav Gamliel, a woman that receives assets as an Arusa can sell those assets even l'chatchila, and even when she's already married. And this is the way Rashi learns our sugya. And keep in mind, according to this, it would come out that Rav Gamliel is going with Pishita's Beis Shammai. And the Gemara continues, Rav Papa says that it's not a stereo between our Braisa and our Mishnah, because like Kasha, Harab Yehuda, Libid Rav Gamliel, and Harab Chanina ben Akavya, Libid Rav Gamliel, that the third case in our Mishnah Mishnah where the woman received assets as an arusa and then she goes and tries to sell them as an asua, where Rav Gamliel says in Machir v'nas nekayim that only b'diavad if she goes and sells them, then it would be a valid mechira. However, it's muchach that Rav Gamliel holds l'chatchila she cannot sell these assets. That's the version of Rabbi Huda that learned that this is what Rav Gamliel said. However, in the same case in the Braisa where the woman received these assets as an arusa and she went and sold these assets as an asua, and over there Rav Gamliel said that she can even sell these assets l'chatchila, that is Rav Chanina ben Akavia's version of what Rav Gamliel holds. And the Gemara continues and asks, according to Rav Papa, Rav Chanina ben Akavia could be Shabbai, does it come out that you hold Rav Chanina ben Akavia learns in Rav Gamliel that even l'chatchila she could go and sell these assets, l'chari that would come out like Shitas Beis Shammai, because as we saw in the second case in the Mishnah, where even if a Arusa received assets and sold the assets as an Arusa, Beis Hillel holds that she can't sell those assets l'chatchila and only b'diavad, and Beis Shammai held that he could even sell those assets l'chatchila, and certainly in the case where she received those assets as an Arusa and then sold those assets as an Asua, Beis Hillel would certainly not hold that she could sell those assets l'chatchila, and therefore it must be the Rav Chanina ben Akavia's version, as to what Rav Gamliel said, is going like Beis Shammai. And of course, we have a cloud that Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah, and it can't be that Rav Chanina ben Akavia would pass like Beis Shammai. And based on the way Rashi understood the Teretz Rasvid, then of course this question is a little bit of a call. And how could it be that Rav Gamliel would say that in the case where a woman received assets as an arusa and sold them as an asua, that it would be a valid sale l'chatchila? And as Rasvid said, both in the Mishnah and the Brisa, t'nei mecheres v'naisenes v'kayim, if l'maisa that would be going like Shitas Beis Shammai. And the Gemara answers that in the Chanami, Rav Gamliel is not going like Beis Shammai, because hachi kama, what Rav Gamliel meant to say is le'nechlu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel davazeh, that there was never machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel in our Mishnah, and it doesn't make a difference if the woman received the assets as an arusa and sold them as an arusa, or she received the assets as an arusa and sold them as an asua, that the din is they could sell them l'chatchila l'divrei hakol. And the Gemara continues, Rav and Shmuel d'amri tabar, Rav and Shmuel both say bein shenafla nechasim ad shelo nesasa, bein shenafla nechasim mishenesasa v'neses habal moitzi miyad l'kuchais, that it doesn't make a difference if the woman received these nechasim prior to erusin, or she received these assets after she already had kedushin and she then tried to sell these assets while she was already married, then the din would be that the mekach would be batal and it would not be a valid transaction, and the husband could go and take it away from the l'kuchais. Now of course this is exactly like the fourth case of the Mishnah, and the Gemara is, come on, who is this going like? The like Rabbi Yehuda? Of course it's not like Rabbi Yehuda, because even according to Rav Papa, Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rav Gamliel is that even though in a chenami l'chatchila she can't go and sell these assets, but b'dievad it would be a valid sale. Or the like Rav Chanina ben Akavia, and it's also not like Rav Chanina ben Akavia, as the feeder version that we said from Rav Chanina ben Akavia, it turns out that Rav Gamliel holds that she could even sell l'chatchila, and there was never a machlekes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai at all. And if so, how could Rav Shmuel say that everyone agrees that in this case that if the wife sells these assets when she's married, that it's not considered a sale even b'dievad? And the Gemara explains, Inu da Amri k'Rabbeinu, they're actually going like the Shita of the Rabbeinu, which is at the end of the Braisa that we brought down before about Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Chanina ben Akavia, and Rav Gamliel. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Rabbeinu chazru v'nimnu, that after we saw these Shitas, then the Rabbanim returned to this idea, this sugya, and they voted and they said, Bein shenafla achla desaris, it doesn't make a difference if the woman received these assets before she had erusin, Bein shenafla mishnesasa, or she received these assets when she was already a arusa, v'nises, and then she got married and she sold it while she was in the suha, habal mitzvah miyad l'kuchais, then the husband has a right to say that it was not a valid transaction and therefore take it away from the l'kuchais, and even b'dievad, the transaction was not valid. And the Rishonim point out that l'chir, when the Gemara is that who is this b'raisa like, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda and it's not Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia, why didn't the Gemara just say that it's like the Rabbanan that asked the question to Rav Gamliel, that l'chir, even when she goes and sells it as an arusa, the din should be that machra batal, that it should not even be a good mechira, even b'dievad, just like in the case of a nesua that sold an asset, and as the Gemara said at the top of the Amid, zu mechir batal, and afzu mechir batal. And the Rishonim explained, as we also mentioned in the Mishnah, that once Rav Gamliel responded to the Rabbanon in the Mishnah and in this Braisa, they accepted his view, and they weren't chilek on Rav Gamliel. And in order to explain who Rav and Shmuel hold like, the Gemara had to find another shita that holds that once a woman is married, she can't sell her assets, even b'dievad. And also, before we continue, as we mentioned, we learned our entire Gemara, like Rashi did, that when we said, Tlima, Cheres v'naisenes v'kayim, Rav Zvid is actually going and saying that we changed the gears here in our Mishnah, and both in the Mishnah and in the Braisa, Rav Gamliel holds that if a woman receives assets as an Arusa, she could sell them even l'chatchila as an Asua. And Ayin Tezah Dima Maskel, Tlima, Cheres v'naisenes v'kayim, that he brings down the gears of Rashi, and he asks a few questions. Number one, generally we find that when we change the gears, it's generally a change in the Braisa and not in our Mishnah. So, how could it be that Rav Zvid would say way that would change the gisa of our Mishnah. And number two, Taisis says that it comes out the lefizeh that Rav Gamliel is going lefishitas Beis Shammai. And Ayin and Taisis, where he brings another question, and Taisis brings another gisa where Rizvid actually says thni im meicheres v'nei senes kaim, that we should not change the gisa of the Mishnah, but we should change the gisa of the brisa. And lefizeh, even in the brisa, Rav Gamliel's opinion is that if a woman receives assets before she gets married, and then she gets married and she sells those assets, that sale would work b'di'eved, and that would work out exactly like Beis Hillel. And one more point before we start the Gemara, we stated that Lefira Papa, that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that if there's a woman that receives assets as an Arusa and she sells them when she's in a Suah, then Rabbi Gamliel holds that b'di'eved she could sell these assets but not l'chatchila. And Rashi's bothered that how can you say that it's going Lefira Rabbi Yehuda if in the next line of the Mishnah, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya actually speaks and says his Shita. And let's just read the words of Rashi at the end of Diba Masel for Papa Amalei Kasha, the Afagav, the Ayi Rav Chanina B'Seifa, that even the Rav Chanina is speaking in the Seifa, Lav de Maidel Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Gamliel, Imachra Islei, Ela Mecheres L'Chatchila, that of course he doesn't agree with the Shita Rabbi Yehuda as to what Rav Gamliel holds, and once she's in the Suah, she could only sell B'di'eved, as of course Rav Chanina holds that Rav Gamliel holds that she could sell even L'Chatchila, Umayd Le Parish Rav Chanina B'Masisin Parish B'Braisa, and Eina Chanami, what Rav Chanina doesn't specify in the Mishnah, he specifies in the Braisa. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Mishinissus, Elo Ve'elo Maidim Shem Machavinasana Shabal Maitim Yadal Kuchais, that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree that if a woman received assets when she was married and she sold those assets as a married woman, that the transaction is not valid at all and the husband would be able to go and take it away from the Lukuchais. And the Gemara is, Lema Tanino Takanas Usha, or do we say that this Mishnah is telling us the din of the Takanas Usha, which of course Takanas Usha was at a later point in time and therefore can't be that this Mishnah is saying that exact same din. Now, what is Takanas Usha? If a woman sells her nichse mulug while her husband is alive, and then the woman dies, and therefore really her husband has a right to be yerush hanechasim that she has at the time of misa, even though at this point it was already sold to the lukuchais, the husband still has a right to go and take that asset away from the lukuchais because he had a right to yerusha, and we look at the husband b'negei yerusha as if he bought this previously and prior to this lekeach. And the Gemara's question is that why do you need this Takanas Usha if l'chayr we said in our Mishnah that if a woman goes and sells assets when she's already married, that sale is not considered a valid sale, and therefore, of course, the husband could go and collect it from the l'kuchais. On that, the Gemara answers, Masnisim Mechayah, all the payers. Then in the Chanami, when the Mishnah said that it's not a valid sale, that means if she's still alive, the husband could go and take it away from the l'kuchais and now keep the payers that he had a right to while his wife was alive. But the moment that his wife would die, even though in the Chanami, generally he should be Yerush the wife, however, prior to Takanas Usha, the din was that now that his wife died, he doesn't have the right to the payers, and now the Lukuchas would get the entire Karen, and they would have the right to the payers as well, and the husband would completely lose out at that point. However, Takanas Usha, the Takana of the Usha was, Begufa Shal Kako Ba'achamisa, and the Takanas Usha was that even though that this woman sold this Kako while she was alive, the husband still has a right to take the entire Kako once this woman dies, because now he's Yerush, his wife, and then we consider him as if he bought this Kako prior to these Lukuchas, even though Minadin, really the wife had a right to sell it because she had a right to the Karen, and therefore her Mechira while she was alive should have been a Val Mechira Legabi the Karen, and once she died, really the din should have been that the husband should lose out the entire Sada. Finally, at the end of the Mishnah, we said Rav Shimon Chaylik Bein Nechasim and Nechasim. Rav Shimon actually makes a Chaylik between different types of Nechasim. Nechasim are you doing Labal, Lois Simcha, that the din is that if Nechasim that the husband knows about, then she cannot sell the Machrov and Nasla bottle, and even if she sells it, even Bidiyevah would not be a Val Mechira. She ain't doing Labal, however, those Nechasim that the husband does not know about, Lois Simcha, she cannot sell it when she's in the Suah, then Machrov and Nasla Kayim, but if she does sell it, it would be a valid Mechira. And the Gemara explains, Elu Hein Yidun Ve'elu Hein She'en Yidun, these are the Nechasim that are considered that known to the husband, and therefore, even if she'd sell it, it would not be a sale, even B'di'evet, and these are the Nechasim that are not considered known to the husband, and if she sells it, it would be a valid sale, B'di'evet. So Amar Beis V'chrina, Yidun Mekakoy, She'en Yidun Metalfalin, since when a man gets married, he's Soymich Das, and he's actually getting married on condition that any Nechasim that she receives as Yerusha, he will eventually get, and since the ownership of Kaka always has a call, therefore when the husband got married, he must have known that this Kaka, this real property, was owned by one of her relatives and that she would receive this as Yerusha at some point, and therefore when he got married to her, it was Almanas that he should have rights to this Kaka, and therefore when his wife finally receives this Yerusha, he has all rights to it, and if she would go and sell it once she'd already married, it would not be a valid sale. However, Metalfin, which is not something he necessarily knew about, so it wasn't something that he was thinking about at the point that he they got married, and therefore the marriage was not done, Al-Manastari receives that Yerusha. And Metaltan is called by Rabbi Shimon something that's in Yadun that the husband did not necessarily know about it. And therefore, when his wife receives an inheritance of Metaltan, so she has a right to go and sell these assets, at least b'di'eved. And Rabbi Yechon says, it doesn't make a difference what type of assets she receives as Yerusha. As long as the husband knows about it, that's considered Yadun, and therefore she would have no right to go and sell it at any point, even b'di'eved. And ve'ilu hein she'ini Yadun, Rabbi Shimon said that if you have assets which are any Yadun, then she could sell it b'di'eved. That's referring to kol she'yishev eskav v'nafu lo nechasim b'medinas yom. It's talking about a case where the husband did not find out that she received an inheritance, and then since the husband didn't know about it, so if she goes and sells it, at least b'di'eved, the sale would be a valid sale. And tanya mehachi, we also see a brisa like Rabbi Yechon, elu hein she'ini Yadun. These are considered assets which are not known to the husband, kol she'yishev eskav v'nafu lo nechasim b'medinas yom. Any woman that's in one area and then she receives an estate and an inheritance in a completely other area, and therefore the husband never found out about it, so then if she sells it, it would be a valid sale b'di'eved. But if the husband found out about these assets at any point, even if originally she was b'medinas yom, then those assets would already be considered yadun that he already knows about it. And if she would try to sell that asset, the din would be machru v'nasna, da'bal mitzmi al kuchais, it would not be a valid sale. And we will stop over here.